your husband has a hired hand that doesn't work very well and is real careless and everything, he might say that, well, this fellow just isn't working out. I think next week I'll do what? Or set the fire and make
let him go.
Or another kind of situation. I think it's time to get
rid of him.
Say anything else? And say, get rid of him?
Yeah, I guess you would. But.
And the fellow might say, well, please, Mr. Friedman, I'll be better if you only
let me stay.
Mm-hmm. Or I think I can show you if you'll just
let me try. Stay on.
Well, I'm thinking I'll be giving it to you.
Give me a chance.
I'm wearing here a
watch.
Now, there are three parts to a man's suit. What do you call it?
Coat, vest, and pants, or trousers.
If my pockets were real full, so they really stuck out, you'd send me pockets. They really, they're so full that they
stick out, I guess. The bull.
What's that?
Bull.
If, I tried to button my collar and just let go. I suspect that in the last course the collar.
Sure.
And to protect your dress while you work in the kitchen, you put on.
Thank you.
And what do you call this?
That's a pocketbook.
Anything else you call?
Well, it could be a coin purse.
On her wrist, a woman might wear a
bracelet.
And protect yourself in the rain, you might carry an
umbrella.
And if it's not a new one, you say he carries a what? He could carry a new umbrella, or he could carry either a new umbrella or
an old one.
No, only ever should say the whole thing for me.
A new umbrella and an old umbrella.
On a bed, what would you put besides the sheets?
You mean pillows, the blanket?
No, and on top of that?
Quilt.
Okay. Is this washable? Quilt?
Yes.
Any other terms for quilt?
Well, some people call them a comforter. Now, they wouldn't be washable. Most of them are maybe a field of wool, more woolen.